You're with SBS Radio.
Firstly, I guess the song is about, it is called Heal Together, so it's a really a call to arms for all Australians to think about the past and its impacts on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But it's also a call for the future. It's a song about hope. It's a song about survival. It's a song about overcoming hurt, pain, the harms of the past and the shame. And it's about celebrating who we are and that we are the First Nations people of this country. We've been here for thousands of years. And as the song says, our song lines are in, we have song lines in every grain of sand in this country. So it's very much, I think, in keeping with the NAIDOC theme, which is always about celebrating our survival, celebrating who we are and celebrating our achievements in spite of the loss of our land, languages, the oppression of colonisation and so forth. We're still here and we're achieving. And for the foundation, our role in this in Aboriginal affairs is to tackle intergenerational trauma, and it's to support our communities to heal. And it's really important for us as we come into our 10th anniversary, which we will be marking later in the year, that we continue to have a message of hope and a message of healing for our people in our communities. And we think the song is a great way to do that, is to get that message out there and to touch people's emotions and touch people's hearts.
Yeah. Now, healing has a range of meanings for different people, and you've worked with many communities. What's the view of the different communities you worked together to bring about this song? What's the meaning of healing for them, or how do they see it?
Well, I think healing, we've worked with thousands of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the last 10 years. We've sort of supported over 170 projects around the country, and there are very strong themes that come through every project. And those themes come through whether we're working with members of the Stolen Generations, whether we're doing a men's healing program up in the Northern Territory, or whether we're working with young people. And the key themes that come through are related to culture, the importance, the centrality of culture to our well-being, and the importance of a strong identity and a connection to that identity as being integral to our well-being. And so healing comes from a place of strength. So healing, when we undertake a healing journey, we're not starting from just the trauma or the pain that people have experienced. So that's not where we're starting. We're not saying what's wrong with you or what happened to you. Healing starts from a place of what's right with you. What are your strengths? Who are you as a person, as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person? Where are you from? What's your connection to country? Who are your people? What is their history? And those things, and tied up in answering those questions, goes to the heart of and the central core of who we are as a person and a human being. That's the real part, the authentic part of who we are as people. We are not being trapped, and we don't want to be trapped in the trauma and the hurt and the pain of the past. As difficult as those situations are to overcome, that's not where our people see themselves as staying. They're looking for a way forward. They're looking for a pathway out of those situations, and they're looking for hope. And this song that we've produced with Christine Arnoux is one way to just reinforce that message of hopefulness, that they're, in spite of the challenges that we have and some of the issues some of our families and communities face have almost become wicked problems which seem unsolvable, but we do see examples of people finding their way out of those situations. And that's the very strong message about healing, is there is hope. you can find a purpose for your life. And in finding that hopefulness and that purpose, you can go on to have a good life, a better life, that is full of promise, full of richness, full of connection and vibrant relationships in your families and your communities, and with all Australians that aren't dominated by the trauma and hurt of the past, but are based in this idea that the future can be better.
Yeah, and this song comes at, you mentioned languages, and it comes at a time when we are actually in the International Year of Indigenous Languages. How important is the restoration of language in the process of healing?
Well, language is so important to culture. That's in our language is our culture. So the more, I mean, that's why we fight to preserve as many of our languages as we can, even though we know that many have been lost. There are still people speaking their languages. And there are people who are bringing languages back. When I was living out in Broken Hill, there was a Barkindji language program, which was starting to re-educate our people, or the people out there, the Barkindji people, in their own tongue, which was an amazing, amazing renaissance of culture and language. And the same's happening with Wiradjuri people. It's been happening in Western Australia with the Noongar people. It's happening all over Australia, that these languages being brought back and revitalised. And in New South Wales, there's a range of language nests that have been established over the last few years. So language is critical to the sustainability of culture, because within our language is our culture, within our language is our stories, it's our name for places, it's our name for the different parts of the universe, of the night sky, those things, those markers in the sky that are important to our dreaming and creation stories, our names for places, our names for animals, all of these things take on so much more significance when we hear them in our own language, because those languages that we speak, that our people speak and they're bringing back, more than 60,000 years old, and that's really significant. And that's why language is so important to our culture and to our healing.
Yeah, and before I let you go, I know that the video was filmed in locations including the Torres Strait Islands, Central and South Australia, and even in Sydney, in the Big Smoke. Can you tell us a word or two about the different places where the video was filmed?
Yeah, well, we did do some filming in the Torres Strait, because the Healing Foundation's been working up there on a healing strategy with a number of the communities up there. And we've done some work in the NT, and so some of the filming took place in Alice. It was determined by really the time frame that we had and the availability of the filmmaker, who was a guy called Dylan Water, who's produced a fantastic video. So it's really just trying to capture a montage of the different situations in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people find themselves living in on a day-to-day basis, but it doesn't cover everything. But it certainly gives us, a feel for, in the if you watch the video, you get a feel for, what's going on in people's lives and how important healing is, and how the song, its hopefulness is played out in the film clip. I think that's, it's an extraordinary piece of work by a number of artists. And the Healing Foundation is really proud to be a part of that project, and we're really so pleased that Christine Arnoux was able to lead that project. She produced, she wrote the song, and she drew the other artists into the production, and we worked with a lady called Vicky Gordon who helped pull it together as well. So there's been a whole range of people involved, and we just hope that it. I guess our thinking is that it will send a strong message of hope, that it will bring in that feeling, that spiritual and emotional element to what healing is about, and what we need to have in our lives to change, change that impact of that hurtful and traumatic past that many of us have experienced.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.